Hey guys, it's Kelly Walker, and I want to talk today about intention. And I might get a little sassy in this episode, and so if you recognize yourself in my story, I'm sorry, and maybe you're welcome. So sit back, relax, maybe take notes if you think you need to, and let's get started on this week's episode.
You're listening to the Queen of Manifesting Podcast. Welcome to the Queendom. In this podcast, the Queen of Manifesting herself, Kelly Walker, will teach you how to manifest everything you need to live your purpose at a higher level. And now, your Queen, Kelly Walker.
Hey guys, it's Kelly K. Walker. Welcome to the podcast. So like I said, I want to talk about intention today, and I'm going to do it with a true story. So there is a saying that I've heard, and I take exception with it. And so I hear it from this amazing speaker that is, oh my gosh, he's such a good speaker, and he has so many stories, and he tells them so well, and the audience is just, they're eating out of his hand. But there is one joke that he tells that I take exception with, and here's what it is. He says, "I was always told that what you think about most is what you become." Well, that can't be true, because if it were, I would have turned into a teenage girl when I was in high school. So, of course, the joke's hilarious, and it's always a hit. Everyone bursts into laughter. But then there's me, the manifesting coach, who sits there with her brain silently screaming in protest. I feel like a heretic as the rest of the room laughs, and then they just go along with him as he regales us with tale after tale after tale of adventure and struggles and triumphs. And they're all amazing stories. But I'm sitting there obsessing in consternation, stewing over the false doctrine that I've just heard. I can't let it go, but I have to let it go. So I sit there lost in my thoughts, missing the rest of the presentation until I forget. And, you know, ADD, and get caught up in the magic again. But then later when I'm driving home or when I'm back at my house, I remember it. And then I start stewing again. And so because I can't just raise my hand and explain why that statement is totally wrong and how the logic is faulty, I really want to do it somewhere, somehow, not in public, not at one of the events where he's speaking, but I just want to make the truth known. I know in person it would be extremely petty, rude, and confrontational, and I would never actually do it. So let me use this platform of my podcast to give my side of the story, okay? Now, I probably am going to sound like an obnoxious Hermione-esque type person with this to some of you, but I really want to set the record straight that focusing on something that you love will not turn you into the thing that you love, okay? So we're going to clear up the misinformation, just for my peace of mind. So let's rewind, go back to the joke. Here's the joke. I was always told that what you think about most is what you become. Well, that can't be true, because if it were, I would have turned into a teenage girl. Okay, so everyone in the room, except me, of course, burst into laughter. And then as the guffaws peter out to chuckles, in my fantasy world, I would raise my hand and say, "Excuse me, may I interject a quick clarification here? I am a manifesting coach, and I can't not set the record straight on that gross misinterpretation of the law of attraction with which you have just confused these poor impressionable people. I need to cancel out what you just said so they don't internalize it forever as truth. Whatever you think about most is not what you become. Whatever you think about most is what you attract. It's what you manifest. It's the law of attraction in action. The law of attraction states that you attract whatever your vibration aligns with. So, when you want to attract something, you must vibrate at the same frequency as the object of your desire. Plus, you must have the intention to get the thing. The intention behind your manifesting is very important. Which means that if a teenage boy thinks about girls constantly, but not with the intention to become one, he cannot just spontaneously become a teenage girl. Your intention with thinking about girls all the time is not because you are transgender. It's because your teenage self had the intention of more interaction with girls, not becoming one himself. Your teenage self was fascinated with how amazing girls were, how great they smelled, how much he liked getting their attention, how much he might enjoy kissing some of them, or how they made him feel about himself. The intention behind the constant thoughts about teenage girls was not to become a girl. The intention was to appreciate and enjoy experiencing girls. The focus that you had with that intention that you had would in no way ever turn you or anyone else into a teenage girl. What it would do is create lots of energy around attracting the variety of girls you appreciate most. So what it might do is lead you to become popular, attractive to the ladies. You might manifest not becoming a teenage girl, but becoming the object of desire for every teenage girl in your high school or in your town. You might manifest becoming the popular boy who was always the life of the party and made everyone laugh and the girls flock to you. You might manifest becoming a heartthrob to every girl within your sphere of influence. What you focus on grows. So as you focused on girls, you got more and more girls chasing after you. Now, I know that this joke is probably not what this person truly believes. I'm sure that they don't really believe that they would have turned into a teenage girl, and that they probably totally understand the science behind manifesting. But I enjoy arguing with the moon landing. I enjoy arguing with this joke. So don't take me wrong. I'm not assuming that this is what they really believe. I just, in case somebody does believe it, want to clear this up. Focusing on girls will not turn you into a girl. Focusing on anything will not turn you into that thing. Focusing on what you want leads you to do different things, be in the right place at the right time, change what you say, lead you to meet new people that helps you attract the thing that you want. It doesn't turn you into the thing that you want. Now, I know most of you know that. I just really wanted to say it out loud because when I hear that joke, my mind goes crazy with arguments. And now I've gotten to speak my truth and I will now go shut my muggle mouth and not bring it up again. Okay, so Yes, that's my daydream of being able to explain my point. But of course, I would never actually do that because I'm not a jerk. But you know what? That's one of the reasons I suggest that my clients have imaginary conversations with people when they have any kind of an issue. It really helps. Or if you like to write and journal instead of speak, put it all in a letter that you never send. And in fact, it's better to actually burn that letter just in case. You don't want them to find it. So go out and burn it. The purpose is just to get the feelings out of you and not onto another person. So please don't inflict your negativity on others. All right. So that's the end of my special fantasy episode. I hope it was helpful. Definitely was for me. Next month, you guys, is my first 3-day manifesting event. And I want you all to come. It is in Lehi, Utah. It was going to be New Year's weekend, but I needed to change it to the following week. So now it is January 6th through 8th. And it is at the Staybridge Suites Hotel in Lehi, Utah. Now, the hotel gave me a special rate for attendees. So if you are traveling in, call me for the rate and I will get you set up. The nearest airport is Salt Lake International, which is about 30 minutes from the venue. You can find the registration link in my show notes or on my website, which is www.thequeenofmanifesting.com. Come manifest 2022 to be the best year of your life so far. I will teach you how at this event with some very life-changing processes. Don't miss it. I would love to see you all there. You guys have a great week. Have a great holiday. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. All the things. And I will see you all next week. Love you. Bye.